Family First, we're speaking.
Yes, ma'am. I was just transferred to you guys.
Yes, from Jasmine. You spoke to Jasmine? Okay, good. So I guess you're looking to switch to our agency?
Yes, depending on, you know, what how it works and how long is it going to take.
Mm-hmm, of course. So let's go over the process so I can tell you exactly how it works. So first of all, you have a caregiver or do you want us to find you one?
No, I am the caregiver for my father-in-law.
Oh, okay.
So we've been doing it for quite some time, a couple of years, but we're moving, and I was under the misinformation that the current place that I'm with now covers Montgomery County, but on the very last day, they're telling me they don't.
Oh, my. Wow. So when are you moving?
Well, I have until the 28th of February, but we were trying to get a jump start. We were trying to get a jump start on it, you know, because the house is ready. The guy, you know, he done moved out, blah, blah, blah. So I thought we can move in it a month earlier, but now we're with all this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll tell you. The process for the caregiver can take even, you know, just a couple of hours or even less. It's very, very simple, but that's if you have your TB test. Did you get one done within the year or not?
I got a TB test when I transferred here, which was last year in January.
In January. Oh, so that would just about be expired, probably.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So we can help you schedule one if you'd like for, you know, today, tomorrow.
So that way
you can get it done as soon as possible. Okay, so when we finish over the phone, I can transfer you over to Monica and she can help you schedule that. But as I said before, for the rest of the paperwork, it's, you know, it takes no time. So let me tell you what it entails. So I will send you everything through text so you see everything. So there are a few links that you need to complete, just very easy, simple. You just click on the link, complete it, and it comes straight to us. And then, as I said, the TB test, and then we need IDs. Which form of IDs do you have?
Well, he has, a county ID, I think it's called?
No, it's actually for you. You as the caregiver.
Oh, me? Yeah, I have a driver's license.
You have a driver's license. Okay, what about a social? You have that as well?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. So you can just send me a picture of both of these, your driver's license, your social, and that's fine for that. Now, have you been living in Pennsylvania for at least 2 years?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll need proof of that. So it can be anything from an old ID to a bank statement, pay stub, any bill, letter, you know, anything like that that's dated for 2 years ago. Do you have anything like that?
Okay. I can probably give you my old ID if I could find it.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what about your existing ID? When was it issued? Was it issued within the last 2 years or more than that?
No, I just renewed it in May.
Oh, you just renewed it. Mm-hmm.
But I think my let me see. I think my old driver's license I have.
Oh, okay, so that's perfect.
Hold on 1 second. Yeah, I have my old driver's license, and that was 2000. It was issued 4/29/2017.
Oh, okay, that's perfect. That should be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sending you a text message now. Let me know if you get it with all the information so you can see it as well. Okay, you got it. Okay. Once we get over the phone, you can open the links and get it done. That's what we just went through. That's it. That's what we need from you. For the registration. So as I said, you know, it depends on how fast you'll get it done. Some people, it takes literally just, you know, like 2 hours, the entire thing, or not even. And some people it can take, you know, weeks. So it depends on how fast they get things done.
Okay.
Yeah, and now the second thing that we'll need is that we'll need to get the authorization from the patient's insurance company.
Okay.
Okay, so that's about it. That's all we need, and that's all we need for, you know, in order for the case to start, for you to be able to work and get paid.
Okay. Now, another thing is the pay. Well, how does that work? He get, it's 70 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did Jasmine tell you a rate, or she didn't tell you?
No.
She didn't tell you. Okay. So I'm going to ask about that. You said it's 70 hours because it depends, you know, on how many hours you have, which area you live in. You know, it's all different because we pay overtime.
Okay.
So I'm going to find out what rate. Just give me a moment. And this is for Charles, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure I got the right one. Okay, so I just asked, so let me see what my supervisor responds. Do you have any more questions on it?
No.
Oh, Jasmine just telling me that we got you approved for $14.50.
And then overtime would be?
It's time and a half. So any hours past 40 is going to be 1.5 times this amount.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah. So that's going to equal to a lot more than $14.50.
Yeah.
Yeah. So got that answer. Okay. Any more questions?
Now,
you have?
Well, with the TB test, how do I know where to go, when to do it?
So I can get you over to Monica. Thank you for reminding me. Let me see if she's available to take your call, and she can help you schedule
okay.
it. Monica is from HR. She'll be in contact with you. I mean, it's probably going to be both of us. I'm the intake coordinator, so I'm going to, you know, be dealing with, you know, on getting everything just like overall, and Monica is the one that's going to be collecting the paperwork.
Okay.
So let me see if she's available. Hold on. Okay, I will get you over to Monica, and she'll help you with that, okay?
Okay. Yep.
And then I would say as soon as you get over the phone, you can send me your IDs, just a picture reply to that text, and, you know, and get the other forms done, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, any questions you have, you can give me a call.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a great one.